Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I have watched the news all week, and not one time have they mentioned anything about the private land issue that we've talked about here on CSC Talk Radio, and they're not going to. They're not going to. So they're busy covering Brian Williams and John Stewart. You know, people lose jobs every day. And I'm not saying it's not a big deal, but I'm saying I'm done hearing about it. So what? Brian lied. We all, you know, we all realize that at this point. People lose jobs every day for making idiot mistakes or because they have to get laid off due to things going on in the economy. So I don't think it's any big deal, and I'm really feeling pretty bad for him that he's probably been cut $5 million out of his yearly salary, because I'm not sure how he can make it without that $5 million. That's just a cut. He's still getting $5 million. Anyway, things are going on, and yesterday, and they're still getting some of the information on it. But, you know, I got a soft spot in my heart for Marines because my brother's a Marine, served in Vietnam. Got several friends that were Marines, are Marines. You never were. You always are a Marine. And so this news was breaking yesterday. And before I get into this, I want to quote what they are saying here. No Marine handed a weapon to a Houthi or had one taken from him. This is coming from the U.S. Marines. Yemen has been in disarray, with leaders resigning and Houthi rebels taking over parts. U.S. Embassy officials burned documents and destroyed weapons, employees say. So I'm going to go into this article. I think it's horrible what's going on. You know, we have all this unrest, and we, the United States of America, has to close our embassies around the world and hightail it out. Houthi rebels took all U.S. embassy vehicles parked at the Yemeni capital's airport and wouldn't let departing U.S. Marines take their weapons with them. A top Sana'a airport official said about the latest evidence of unrest in the Arab nation long seen as key in the America's fight against terrorists. The actions come after the United States, along with Britain, suspended operations at their embassies and moved out staffers because of the instability in Yemen. According to the official, the Houthis seized many U.S. Marine weapons at the airport, and the American troops also handed over some to random airport officials. But, however, a senior U.S. military official told CNN the Marines disabled their weapons and gave them to the Yemeni security detail, which had escorted them to the airport because the Marines were flying commercial. The U.S. Marine Corps sharply denied the allegations. All crew-served weapons were destroyed at the embassy prior to the movement. None of them were handed over in any way to anyone. The destruction of weapons at the embassy and the airport was carried out in accordance with an approved destruction plan. And the statement continued, to be clear, no Marine handed a weapon to a Houthi and or had one taken from him. In previous night, embassy's officials burned tens of thousands of documents and destroyed weapons that were inside the embassy storage warehouses, Yemeni employees and the embassy said. So, the Marines did not hand them over, but they destroyed them, and they were flying commercial to get out of there. And the U.S. again has closed another embassy because we can't control the area. Well, we have several things here I wanted to discuss with you. And that was one that I wanted to bring to you because of, well, when they gave it on Fox last night, they gave it wrong first. And then just before they went off, they said that, that the Marines did not hand over their weapons.
Hi, I'm Linda O'Brien.
So the rest of this that I have here to share with you, I want to talk about a little bit what the president is proposing to Congress in regards to war. It says what you should know about the war authorization against ISIS. And there's an article here, and this is coming from the Daily Signal, which is a part of the Heritage Foundation, and Kelsey Harkness has written this. But they've also got something here that says what you should know, and they've got it like a little, it's a poster, and it's got all kinds of facts on it. But it says President Obama is calling on Congress to pass a three-year authorization of war against ISIS, also known as the Islamic State of ISIL. And if you'll notice, anyone from Obama's administration that's talking for him or him, they will not call it ISIS. They will only call it ISIL. The drafter, Chris, formally called an authorization use of military force, or the AUMF, came almost 6 months after the president began launching attacks against ISIS, first in Iraq and then in Syria. The president's proposal would allow airstrikes against the terrorist group of, or anyone supporting the militants, but restricts the type of U.S. ground forces that could be deployed. It's not the authorization for another ground war like Afghanistan or Iraq, Obama said. Now, James Phillips, a senior research fellow in Middle Eastern Affairs at the Heritage Foundation, said the president actually left himself open in future use of special operation forces in an expanded role beyond the missions in which they already are carrying out. Whether that is considered putting boots on the grounds or is that part is up for debate, he says. In my opinion, special operation forces should be considered boots on the ground. They wear boots and they are on the ground, but for political reasons, this administration doesn't want to admit that. That's coming from Phillips. Well, we go on to read in this pretty much what you just heard, but it has here the things that you should know. And on this little poster, it says, a guide to the president's authorization for use of military force. And I can get this in before the break, and then when we come back, I'm going to let you know what Judge Napolitano has to say about this. First of all, grants a three-year authorization of military force against ISIS or associated persons or forces. Contains no geographic limitations to the authorization of military force against ISIS or associated persons or forces. Associated persons or forces includes individuals and organizations fighting for or on behalf or alongside ISIS or any other closely related enemy. Prohibits enduring offenses, ground combat operations like those our nation conducted in Iraq and Afghanistan. Requires the president to report to Congress at least once every 6 months on specific actions taken pursuant to this authorization. Repeals the authorization for use of military force against Iraq from 2002, which allowed George W. Bush administration to launch the Iraq War. And it keeps, this is the final one, it keeps the 2001 AUMF passed in September 2001, targeted at those responsible for 9/11 attacks, Al-Qaeda, Afghan, Taliban, and associated forces. We're going into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We come back, I'll let you know what Judge Napolitano says about this to Congress from the president, and we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, "Welcome to CSC Talk Radio," and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was talking to you earlier. I was giving you a report from the Daily Signal, which is a part of the Heritage Foundation, regarding the war authorization that Obama has sent to Congress. And I gave you certain general details of it. But Andrew Napolitano, he's a retired judge, he says once Congress grants the use of force, Obama has control. He says as soon as Congress grants President Barack Obama a new authorization for the use of military force against terrorists, it will no longer have any say in how the war is run. This is coming from Judge Napolitano. Obama said in remarks from the White House Wednesday that he does not want American ground troops included in any use of force. But Napolitano says that means nothing. Under the Constitution and the law, once the Congress authorizes the use of military force, it cannot tell the president how he uses the military force. So, whatever resolution they adopt, this is coming from Napolitano, unless there's an express statement in there, you may not use ground troops. Obama or any future president cannot be prohibited from sending in ground forces. The president needs consensus, and Congress needs to know. No matter what promises the president makes, once you authorize the use of military force, it's all in the president's hands. It's all his judgment. He can unleash and restrain as he sees fit. Now, I'm no military person. But if we're going to do the war, we need to win it. We've been in too many wars that we have not intended to win. I'm not concerned. Well, I am. But generally speaking, it's my deepest concern isn't for the unrest over there, but it is for the safety over here and the unrest we have. President Obama refuses to see who the enemy is. He won't even say ISIS. He will not call them Islam, even though they call themselves that. He refuses to see who the enemy is or to acknowledge it. Now, on one hand, I don't see that. I see it as bad. But on the other hand, I think, yeah, don't give them any kudos. Don't let them think that they have anything. But we do need to know, we do need to let them know that they're going to tangle with something they're not going to like. But we haven't done that. We have not done that. Any time that an American has been put to death, we've not done anything. That bothers me. Is American lives no longer important to this administration? And I'm not just talking about Obama. Where's the outrage? And I'm not a war advocate. I'm not trying to get us into a war. But it looks like we are in one. Whether we want to fight or not, our people are being murdered and killed, as well as others. So whether you want to acknowledge that we're in war or not, we are. Something is not right. Again, the lines are open at 877-895-5410. Well, let's move on. And this is going to be a call to action. What do you think? Do you think the GOP really is serious about stopping Obama's amnesty plan? I don't. Do you? I knew we were in trouble when Boehner and Mitch McConnell were put back in charge. They haven't done anything to stand up and do what's right. They always cave. Have you ever noticed that? They always cave. Well, this article is also coming from the Heritage Foundation, the Daily Signal, and it's written by Genevieve Wood. Are Senate Republicans caving, she says? Are they? House Republicans successfully passed a bill that funds the Department of Homeland Security but ensures President Obama's amnesty, engineered in an executive action in November, won't be funded. Senate Republicans have tried three times to bring the bill up for consideration, and yes, each time the Senate Democrats have filibustered and not allowed the bill to come to the floor. I'm going to stop right there. I have a caller, Mike, from Virginia. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
Not too shabby. Shabby, but not too shabby.
What's on your mind?
Well, as far as the Republicrats, that's what I've been calling them for years, caving in. They've been caving in for years.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
I
agree. And Obama refuses to call them the enemy because he is the enemy.
Hmm.
Okay, he's the enemy of this country. I mean, he didn't start it, but he's putting the final nails in the coffin. You know what I mean? It started with Woodrow Wilson way back in 1909, and it's, you know, just going on ever since the progressives, and then the Republicans started caving in to garner votes, and now they're basically no difference than the Democrats.
Well, I equate it to a snowball going down a hill or a mountain. It just keeps getting bigger and going faster as it goes down the hill. So,
exactly.
Yes, he's doing wrong, but he's not the first one.
Right, exactly. You know what I mean? You had Woodrow Wilson, then you scoot ahead to FDR, then Truman, then you had LBJ. And I mean, the Great Society and New Deal and all this junk, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And And now he's got his change. He can keep his change, you know what I mean? But
he may have change, but the rest of us don't have anything.
yeah, exactly. We're not even counting the change, you know? But that's what I'm saying. It's, to me, Republicans, Democrats, there's really no change anymore. I've been calling them Republicrats for years. Now, I think, like a Tea Party, there's some Tea Parties around here which I think are a joke because you're 501c3. How can you be a political group and be 501c3?
I'm surprised they were allowed to be that.
You know, I think the Tea Party itself should become an actual party and have candidates up. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think they've got the money, though, Mike. I think we lack the money to compete, and that's a shame because the people have bought into this two-party system, and I get into arguments with people in my family. Oh, that's the only way to go. Well, George Washington warned us against it. He warned us against the parties.
That's right, exactly, because before the Dems showed up, there was only one party, basically. You know what I mean? I mean, let's get right down to it. And I've read the original Republican Party platform, and they're so far from it now, it's ridiculous.
Well, you know, oh, yeah, they still have the same platform, but they don't ever abide by it, do they? Especially the rhinos, and unfortunately, we've got too many of those in there. Well, you know, Mike, I was talking here, I think a month or so ago, and I had an article that, I had two different ones from two different sources, so it was about the Tea Party, and it was about the Republican Tea Party folks that have been elected. Now, what do you think? What do you think about what happened in November? I mean, the Republicans won, but these old guys kept in there, and they're in charge. McConnell, and O'Boehner. I call him O'Boehner. John Boehner. And I knew when that happened, we were not going to get anything done unless somebody gets on the phones and does something. We've got to put the fear in these people.
Well, the problem is people keep voting in the same yo-yos year after year after year.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Even in the local. Oh, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this. Well, I tell people voting is not the end of the process. It's the beginning.
But,
okay? After you can boot this person in, you don't just sit back and say, oh, well, he's going to do it all. I can sit back and watch the football game.
Well,
you know what I mean?
That's what we've done too much. But, you know, in November, we had some new people elected. They were new ones, but we need to stand behind them because they are powerless without us behind them.
Right.
John Boehner and Mitch McConnell and John Boehner, Mitch McConnell and John McCain and some of those rhinos that are in there, they're running ramshod against these young ones.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are, but they have the political clout, know-how and all, and that's why I'm for term limits, but I'm not. Because it's kind of the double-edged sword. Look at Ron Paul. Ron Paul was in for a long time. Good man, okay? And I supported him and fully. Had there been term limits, he would have been booted out after the second term, you know?
That's true.
So, you know, but now Rand Paul really surprised me when he went against, he reversed his comments about vaccines. That kind of shocked me.
Well, I don't think he really... We're going into a break. We're not going to get into the vaccines today, but I don't think he was really reversing it. He just still thinks it should be your choice. We're going into a break. Mike, I appreciate your call so very much. Thank you. The calls are open. The lines are open at 877-895-5410, 877-895-5410. We're going to talk about this amnesty plan, and I'm going to give the phone numbers because you're going to need to be calling some GOPs, and we will be right back. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, the history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csetalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Before I get back to my article here about the GOP and if they're going to take this amnesty plan, are they going to fight? Are they going to fight for what they were elected to do, or are they just going to cave in? Before I get to that, the rest of that article and give you the phone numbers to call, I'm going to go to Bob from Michigan. Bob, how are you today?
I'm fine this morning. Thank you for taking my call. I just have a couple quick comments here. I believe that the Constitution and our Republic will be saved, but it will not be from Washington. We have enough ne'er-do-well idiots up there that are not going to be responsive. We have some few of them I'm really grateful for, and I think everybody's, you know, the likes of Rand Paul, who is up there, and Justin Amash, and some other people that are really doing the right thing. But I think the informed public, exactly what we're doing here, is going to be the key to it, and I'll tell you why. We saw the dethroning of one of the biggest liars in history, this Brian Williams on NBC. And some people say, well, that's really not related. These people cannot abide the truth. They just cannot handle it, and they will run from the light of truth. And the more people, this is so important, exactly what you're doing, a lot of other people, they're on the air and on different things, different media, the more people are informed and confront these people peacefully and constitutionally and legally, and do not give up, do not deviate from the truth, because these people will eventually, as you're talking about caving in, I think that the removal of this Brian Williams from NBC was a really important event in the fact that apparently the military challenged all of his stories, you know, wasn't there, didn't do that, and all of a sudden, he's off the air. I'm thinking he'll be off for good, and that's as it should be. That's a public trust to report the news, to do it honestly, as you know, to the best of their ability, and also to function in these offices in Washington, because they're not public officials, they're public servants. Man, I hear public officials one more time, I'm going to jump off the porch.
You remember when I had Joe the Plumber on, and he said how offended McCain got when he mentioned how long have you been in public service?
Yeah.
And he got upset with him.
And if McCain's really that offended, he needs to go fishing with his grandchildren or something constructive, okay?
I agree.
That's about it. Well, that's all I got. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate the call, Bob. You know, he's absolutely right. It's going to have to start with us. Now, we could sit here and we can tell these guys to take the right stand and to not cave. But if we don't call them, if we don't write them, if we don't talk to them, if we don't support them, then we're the ones who caved. Because we're the ones, we the people, who can make a difference. So, we need to get on the phones, and we need to call. You need to call Boehner. You need to talk to McConnell. You need to talk to your representative. You need to talk to your senators. And you need to tell them that they need to stand their ground. Put up a fight. So, when we went into the break, this is the sentence I ended with here. It says, Senate Republicans have tried three times to bring the bill up for consideration, and yes, each time Senate Democrats have filibustered and not allowed the bill to come to the floor. But now, Senate Republicans appear to be giving up. Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Tuesday, the next move obviously is up to the House. Unfortunately, the only thing obvious here is that Senate Republicans don't appear committed to the fight. The legislative tactics used by Democrats aren't exactly surprising. Did McConnell and the team not expect them? Did they not expect them to put up a fight? Why haven't they developed a plan B instead of using the House, which has already passed the bill, should come up with one? It's kind of like playing ping pong, isn't it? Republicans are, after all, the majority party now in the Senate, holding 54 seats, which is just six shy of the 60 needed to break the filibuster. How hard do they need to try to talk to six people to break this filibuster? And shouldn't the pressure be on the Democrats and not on the House Republicans? Who's the majority here? At least seven Senate Democrats have made public statements in the last 3 months questioning Obama's executive amnesty actions. Every public opinion poll shows the majority of Americans are opposed to them as well. Yet Mitch McConnell's giving up? Passing the buck? Pinging the ball? Think about this, it says. By refusing to pass the House DHS funding bill, Democrats are literally taking the position that Social Security cards for illegal immigrants are more important than paychecks for Border Patrol agents. Republicans can't win that fight? Give me a break. If the GOP played tougher, they might be able to force some Democrats to break ranks. Now, I'm going to break here for just a second on this article and remind you, how many years ago has it been? Not that many. When Arizona was having a terrible problem and their governor was making a statement and put together an immigration issue plan, bill, and everybody went bonkers, including John McCain. Yeah, one of those GOPs. Where is he standing on this? I'll bet you where he's standing. The GOP is not serious, especially these rhinos. These young ones, these new ones coming in, I hope they had the right idea to do the right thing. Well, instead, McConnell tells us that the Senate is stuck. Well, he's not much of a leader, is he? So why did we put him back in leadership? He says they're stuck and they are wiping their hands of it and tossing the political football. It's not a football, it's a ping pong ball. Back to the House. And I don't know about you, but to me that is totally unacceptable. Conservative voters who put many Republicans in office are rightly expecting more than this. Does anyone recall hearing a single Republican candidate running for office last fall saying they would only be willing to fight the good fight against Obama's executive amnesty actions if they had 60 votes in the Senate? No one, including those now in the Senate leadership, ever expected to have 60 seats, and yet they promised time and again they would do battle if given the majority, and the American people have given the majority, and they had best stand up and do the battle. Are you not tired of electing people and them not representing you? You know, that's a lie, just like Brian Williams. That's a lie. They lied to get your vote if they do not take a stand right here, right now. I have the phone numbers. You need to call. You need to put them into action. You need to demand that they do what is right. 877-851-6437 or 866-220-0044. And I will give them again when we come back. We're heading into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.
For a limited time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of pure .999 silver 1 ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson silver medallion is a great way to tell others, we've been duped and double-crossed, but we the Republic are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson silver medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money order, mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. Okay, the phone numbers to call. You need to call your senators, you need to call your representatives, and you need to tell them to stand their ground on the amnesty and to repeal the amnesty plan. 877-851-6437. What they're actually doing is defunding it. 877-851-6437 is one number, and there is a second number, 866-220-0044. That's 866-220-0044. Now, those who stand against constitutional liberty and freedom are not afraid to make their voices heard loud and clear. They just simply do not care. How much do you care about the future of this nation? How much do you care about your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren? Is it enough to pick up the phone and make a phone call? Is it enough to take a senator or representative out for coffee or for lunch and have a little chat? Is it enough for you to possibly run for an alderman, a city official, school board member, to do the right thing? Is it enough to you? I've got another caller, but I want to get into this article from the What the Southern, it's not from, it's from the American Thinker, and it's Thomas Lipson that has written this, but it's the Southern Poverty Law Center, and they're going against Dr. Ben Carson. But quickly, real quickly, Robbie from Ohio, what's on your mind?
Because of all the Agenda 21's coming out of the UN, to attack the biggest head and throw figuratively a hand grenade into the New World Order plans, I would suggest we all focus and demonstrate at the UN and close and demand the closing of our embassy at the UN.
Well, just quit funding the UN. If the United States quit putting money into it, it'd be done.
The people have to stand up and make their voice in unison, and the UN and closing our embassy there would really tell them how we feel about all the New World Order corporate political agendas. Also protesting the agendas and the collusion going on in NATO of the agendas around the world.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Thanks, Robbie. Okay, got us a little off topic there. Okay, the Southern Poverty Law Center is putting, they've got different people on their list, and now they have Dr. Ben Carson on their list as an extremist. He's on their extremist watch list. Well, I want to share this with you so you know a little bit about this Southern Poverty Law Center. Has descended to the level of self-parody, it says here, though it has a lot of company on the left. With its posting of Dr. Ben Carson as its extremist files, on its extremist files, the list. Dr. Carson, a world-renowned brain surgeon, has served as inspiration for generations of African Americans and was portrayed on screen by Cuba Gooding in the movie version of his autobiography, Gifted Hands. But the SPLC, desperate to find targets and find the donations coming in to support their lavish salaries of executives, apparently no convoluted reasoning is too bizarre. Retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson rapidly ascended as a far-right political star after publicly scolding President Obama, whom he sat a few feet away from at a national pair breakfast back in February of 2013. Carson's reproach of Obama for his health care and his tax policies went viral, unleashing a flood of adulations from right-wing media and hate groups. Carson's own story as an up-from-the-bootstraps black man reared in poverty translated into an inspiring magnet narrative that captured media attention. You know, America likes the rags to riches. They like to see the underdog end up on top. Soon, he was appearing as keynote speaker at a rash of right-wing and hate groups gatherings, linking gays with pedophiles, comparing the U.S. to Nazi Germany, and endorsing biblical economic practices for 21st century America. A movement to draft Carson as a presidential candidate took off in 2014, raising more than $7 million by June, according to the website. Carson has coyly declined to say whether he would run as a Republican or on a third-party ticket, but media interviews suggest that he is increasingly willing to run on some ticket. Well, apparently, criticizing President Obama qualifies you as an extremist in the SPLC's eyes, or maybe it's the opposing redefinition of marriage that is the trigger, because that's what triggered this off this last week. William Jacobson, a legal insurrection, spotted the listing and noted how flimsy was the reasoning. Although the center makes a bald assertion that the potential 2016 presidential candidate is anti-gay, it offers no proof other than these former Carson quotes. And the quote is, "Marriage is between a man and a woman. It's a well-established pillar of society, and no group, be they gays, be they NAMBLE, the LA, the North American Man-Boy Association, a group advocating pedophilia, be they people who believe in bestiality. It doesn't matter what they are, they don't get to change the definition." And that, my friends, is why he is an extremist on a watch list by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And this is coming from the American Thinker, what I'm sharing with you. It's all over the internet. It's all over the news. Ben Carson, a gentleman, a genius of sorts, a good role model for any young person to look up to. But the Southern Poverty Law Center says he's an extremist and puts him on their watch list. Well, good. He made the list. I'm glad. Because that means he's doing something right. That means he's standing up for God and Constitution and America. He's wanting to do the right thing. Do you want to do the right thing? Let's do the right thing and bring America home.
Are you frustrated with your current job, not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
In the book Plundered, Dr. Michael Kaufman details how progressive ideology has taken over public education, the mainstream media, and America's political institutions. This mess didn't just happen. For the past 100 years, America has been progressing it way downward through ideology and policies contrary to our Christian constitutional foundation set in place by our founding fathers. We've been literally plundered. Before we can take the correct positive action, we must understand the truth of what is happening. I've purchased several of Dr. Kaufman's books, Plundered, so that I can share them with you. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. Educating ourselves and those close to us is one of the main steps we must take to bring America home. Purchase the book Plundered today, $22, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. We must arm ourselves with the truth and stop the plunder.